it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm.
Thank you. listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts broadcasting to you from UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We just heard Autumn Sweater by the band Yola Tengo from their album I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. Before that, we heard Autumn Almanac by the Kinks. It is very autumnal today. It's raining for the first time in a while. It's getting chilly. It's not as nice as it used to be. And because of that, I'm in the studio rather than out on the sub-plaza introducing Korean Gut. So Korean Gut, a local surf rock band, something like that, are going to be playing live. They were supposed to play outside because of the rain. That got canceled, which is a real drag. So instead, they're going to be playing in Thunderbird Radio Hell, our lounge. And so we're still going to get a live performance, but it won't be quite as exciting as if it had been outside. But they're just getting set up right now, so we're going to play a few more songs. Stay tuned for Korean Gut playing later on this hour. Shindig started on Tuesday night. Shindig is CITR's Battle of the Bands. It's been going on for several years, like over 25. Ben Lai is celebrating his 10th anniversary as host of Shindig, so it's quite a year. So the Real Boys were the winners on Tuesday night. They're made up of members of the band Oh No Yoko, whom listeners of this radio show will be familiar with. And so we're going to hear their song Vacation. After that, we're going to hear Weed from their new EP With Drug 80. We're going to hear the song With Drug. Weed played yesterday on the Sub Plaza as part of the Live at Lunch series. It was broadcast on CITR. Hugo did an excellent job of hosting it and putting on a donut eating competition. It was incredible. So hopefully there'll be a podcast of that. If I can find the podcast, I will link to it from the Dunkin' Donuts blog. So with all that talking done, let's listen to some Real Boys and then some Weed, and then hopefully we'll be ready for Korean Gut. was funny. Hey, what happened? I don't know. Weed, you stopped playing. That was Weed from their EP With Drug 80. That was the song With Drug. They played here yesterday. And some folks that were walking down the hall saw them yesterday.
I did.
What's your name?
My name is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi.
Welcome to CITR.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how was Weed yesterday?
It was great. Yeah, it was quite enjoyable free show.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, cool. This show was supposed to be outside, but then it got canceled.
Yeah, we heard the music from down the halls, and we kind of followed our ears.
Awesome. And you have a friend here. What's your name?
My name's Jason.
Hey, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. So are you guys both students?
We are.
Yeah. What are you guys? Is this first time at UBC or first year?
First year at UBC.
Yeah, myself.
Awesome. Cool. And are you music fans? You know some people in a band that I really love.
Yeah, I saw this up on your screen. Babysitter from Victoria. Yeah. I'm from Victoria as well.
You want to start introducing?
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay, so I think Korean got ready, so you guys should get a good spot and get ready for that. Thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye. So I think we're going to get started with Korean Gut in just a minute. Maybe we'll play this Babysitter song first. So this is the song Sex Pet. And then we'll be right back with Korean Gut. Okay, if you can just bear with us, we are switching to the studio, and Korean Gut will be on in a minute. Just one sec.
How are we ever going to know when we're actually playing, though?
We're on right now.
It'll be like last time.
Yeah.
I had to get water. I drink water because I ate that chip. Oh, man, I ate that chip. That's the opening number. Hey,
I ate those chips.
Hey, we're back. It's like Thunderbird Radio Hell, but it's on Dunkin's Donuts. We're Korean Gut. We are going to play outside, but then it rained. It's too early in the day for me to swear, so I'll just say that stinks. Go see Trash Palace tomorrow. They're going to play in a trash can somewhere hidden behind the subway down below here. So it'll be good. This is a new song. It's about people you don't like anymore. It's called But Nauheimer. Don't hit things. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Every time I think about you, don't know how I live without you. Come on, baby, tell me, give up on me. When I spit on my reflection, that calls a new direction. Come on, baby, tell me, give up on me. But no, I'm no good. I'm no good. Here's why I'm the one. That's why I'm the one. I'm
you want. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's another new song. It's called Lava Flow. Thank you. is a song about things you like, and then you don't like them anymore. And Vancouver.
It's way too vague.
I know.
I have no idea what it's called.
Fill in the blanks. Make it about your own life.
Things that you can't.
It's called Art, Thomas. It's like the Tasmanian devil tattooed on a shoulder. Oh. It's beautiful.
Well, I mean, that's a completely different thing.
We're good.
I love Tasmanian.
There's a song called Cocaine Mojos. That's the name of it. Just like,
you're just giving away cups of water here.
My nipples are less bloody.
Gross. Tell the world.
Well, that's what happens in the Tour de France,
let's
man.
Just, it's just leave it at that. It's a joke.
I wouldn't expect a string bean like you to understand.
Okay. All right. All right, wide load. That's right. It's a
wide load
and hardy bit now.
Come and see our we're playing down to the Rio on Friday night, opening up for the Yucks Improv group.
Oh, boy. There'll be giggles and laughs. And I'm
so
going to talk
chortles.
About my interesting observations on life.
This is a garage surfy song that I stole from the band Watermelon. It used to be called Watermelon Belly. It has a different name now. It's not really stolen from them, but it was inspired by them. It's called Gingold. All right, Tom, take it away.
Are we ready?
Fine, then we'll play two more quick ones. This is a song
off an
brand announcement off an upcoming 7-inch on a new line that's exclusive. A new upcoming Kareem Gut Babysitter split. Don't get excited, they're not new songs. It's just the song called Alley Scowl. Having sex with somebody, it's called Hard to Say.
You never fall when I'm seen on the road.
One more song, thank you very much. This is the song we missed that if we didn't play, I would feel like a fool, a chump. This is a song about when we started practicing in his sister's basement. It's called Your Misery, Our Benefit. Sorry.
Five, six.
Nope, do it again, I screwed up.
We didn't tell Jared.
Band off.
So that's why it was only three people.
New band. Hip Rich Skelly and the Octopella Gang. You're all out.
Whatever.
All right. Thanks so much, Korean Gut. Hands up, everybody here.
Thanks for being here. Sitting on a couch.
So sorry that we're not outside. That's a real bummer.
We're going to do this here?
Yeah, we're just going to do
this.
Okay,
we're just going to gaze into each other's eyes.
I think so, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Longingly.
Okay. Yeah, you know, all week I'm like, I just don't rain in the morning. Rain in the morning.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Oh, Vancouver, well. Am I right, everybody?
Hey!
Am I right? Yeah, let's have a hand for the weather. No, it's fine.
But thanks so much for coming up. I was really stoked to have you guys play. So who else is in the band? You're Jarrett?
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm Jarrett. toss it around. That's, yeah. Just come over here. Stop singing over there. Okay, we got Jackie on guitar as well, and this is our lovely drummer, Elizabeth Horner, and Thomas Whalen over there on the bass.
Woo!
Move over here, at least.
And you guys are in a bunch of different bands.
A lot of us are in a different band together. Liz and Tom and I all play in Rollmock as well. And Jackie, are you in another band right now?
No, not right now.
Jackie was in Muscles, the great lamented Muscles, who are unfortunately gone out of the city.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, Tom's in everyone's band for a day or two.
I'm sick and tired of this.
I participate because I am an addict to music.
I know.
I can't get enough of this stuff. Whoa, it's just off.
Hey, it went off.
Is it good? Oh, I think it's just, it's no longer feedback.
Okay, that's fine.
Or not.
Either way. And then I play in the band Apollo Ghost. Tom also plays in, what are you playing
in
right now?
I'm playing Rollmock as well. No, I quit. It's done. We can bring up all the old bands that I've been. Yeah, GAC's still happening.
I love
GAC. Yeah, GAC.
I play in many bands,
Aaron
and
Reed,
I will
the
not
Aaron
tell
Reed
you
band?
About any of them.
The Aaron Reed Band,
who
are very fantastic.
Just let's concentrate on Korean Gut.
Last time Ben Lyman was talking about Shipyards the whole time.
Let's be honest. Which of the bands is going somewhere? It's the one playing.
I think
it's the one playing inside.
I think it's
raining.
Apollo Ghosts.
Okay, well,
I went somewhere with them, so you know.
And I where does Korean Gut come from? That name? Is it the restaurant that you like on?
No. That restaurant got sold, unfortunately. Chuha Chundong was my favorite Korean restaurant. It's on Manitoba, or like right almost by Manitoba on Broadway. But they sold. Now it's Korean Japanese barbecue. I've been back. I've been scared of it.
Not the same.
Yeah, I it might be still good, but no, I was really drunk in the secret location. I was at a Harshnoi show in the secret location, and I've been watching a lot of Korean drama with my ex. We were watching a lot of it. I still watch it. It's great. So we were watching a lot of Korean drama, just like Coffee Prince and You're Beautiful and all these big K-dramas, and I was drunk, and I looked over, and I saw a piece of graffiti, and I said, Korean Gut, and I looked back and said, Nuclear Guts, which is much more reasonable, really. And I went, oh, and then I drunkenly pulled out my iPhone, because that's what people do in this day and age, not a notebook, and I typed Korean Gut into my notepad, which, if you've never used an iPhone, is yellow and makes you feel like you're really using a notepad.
It's like a legal pad.
Yeah, it's like they've brought the past to me in the future. And then that name stuck, and it's been of some contention, but it was better than Coin Facial. That was the other original name for the band. So
true. And so, in honor of the name, I have some trivia questions.
Oh,
I'm wondering if you want Korean trivia or gut trivia.
Well, I'm an expert on neither of those, but let's go for it. Maybe gut a little bit more. But okay, let's try Korea. No, let's try Korea.
All right.
Unless it's like statistics about cities, I just need to know like who played the lead.
Not really. Okay, so who's the supreme leader of North Korea?
I'm not even going to answer that.
Okay, you're not going to dignify that.
No.
Response is too easy. Okay. What's the widely held belief in South Korea that an electric fan left overnight?
Oh, fan death.
All right. Good, good. And
you own a fan death? Yeah, if you have an electric fan. Sorry, I cut you off.
No,
yeah.
That's good.
If you own an electric fan left on, pointed directly at you, the idea is that if you close all the windows, you will die. And my ex was just in Korea and said that they all actually believe this. And she said it was getting to people there. Like, they were like, but maybe. She was like, no, it's crazy. They're like, but maybe. No.
And last Korean question. Most common banchan or side dish in Korean cuisine?
Is it going to be kimchi? Are we talking about?
I softballed it. I wasn't sure.
No, that's great. Thank you.
You.
I love kimchi. I just went to Kim's Mart the other day and bought their fresh tofu and kimchi, and now my roommates hate me because our entire apartment stinks of pickled radish.
With a lovely aroma of kimchi.
I love kimchi. It's amazing.
Okay, now you went 3 for 3 on Korea. Let's go gut trivia.
Someone else can help here, too.
Yeah. Feel free to pitch in.
Questions about intestines?
No. We'll see. Okay, what's the range of length for the small intestine?
Ooh. No. They're not about intestines.
It gets better. I
have no idea.
Tom, you care about this.
I saw it on the Magic School Bus once. They went in the intestine, but I don't remember. I think they took the kid's intestine and they stretched it out.
No, it's really long.
7 meters.
No,
the small intestine is smaller.
No, it's longer.
You'd think that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Liz,
they're in your head. They're in your head.
It's like Iceland, Greenland.
They're in your head.
15 to 32 feet.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah. You were definitely right there.
Well, yeah, but two to seven. It's like 1 to 24 meters.
Because it's thinner.
Yeah. Yeah, and it coils a lot more. And then the big one just goes... radio. I should be doing hand gestures. That's great. next gut song. Which Devo song appeared in Wes Anderson's Life Aquatic?
Well, that's only the first half of the hit song, Gut Feeling, Slap Your Mammy.
Well, there you go.
I left out Slap Your Mammy, even on the soundtrack.
Which gut-themed Devo song?
No. Okay, and last question. This is maybe a little trickier.
Mongoloid?
In the 8th season of Seinfeld,
ooh,
Elaine's boss, Mr. Lippman, opens a bakery that specializes in what item?
Muffin tops.
Yeah, muffin tops. Top of the muffin to you.
Yeah,
muffin tops. Gut related. Muffin tops! Thank you, I brought it back.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, that was a good one.
It's all good. Tested question.
I saw a muffin top bakery in Nanaimo. When we were in Nanaimo, we played there the other week, and I went out to a farmer's market with some of the guys who live there, and there was a muffin top bakery, like a local muffin top bakery.
That exists.
I think that's called a cookie factory. Muffin tops are just cookies. I'm here to blow the lid off the conspiracy. Live.
As I said, Rio Theater, Wide Load and String Bean, Chuckle Hut.
$18.
So $18 at the door. Advance $15 off of me.
So I wanted to ask you also about your new 7-inch. We've got 8 minutes. So So Mammoth Cave Recordings.
Mammoth Cave Recording
How
Company.
How did you get hooked up with Paul?
Paul Lawton from Mammoth Cave has been a good friend of mine for a really long time. I've known him, I guess, probably
geez, I don't know, like 9 or 10 years at this point, maybe. But anyways, you know, I did like all the shows initially for his old band, Endangered Ape. Like, I booked their first show here in Vancouver, and I was, you know, a big fan of all of their bands, like the Dead Ones, Myelin Sheaths, and Endangered Ape, and things like Radiance. Tom's wearing a Radiance T-shirt, even.
Yeah.
And still, like, Ketamines. We're going to be going out, I think, in November now to play with Ketamines in Calgary for their 7-inch release. And so, you know, he's always been really supportive. We've done a lot of tours with them with Rollmock and stuff. And I sent him demos, and he was into it. And I knew already I wanted to record with him because, like, that label is knocking it out of the park. Like, every release is
great. Those compilations are amazing.
Man, yeah, that Bloodstains Across Ontario, I'm not going to do it quickly. I got so obsessed with Peach Kelly Pop. Yeah. That record is insane. It's so good. And it's only because of him. So, I've just known him a long time, and, you know, we sort of mutually dig everything. And he's also, like, he looks like he's my brother. And so we get along. I one time really insulted him because we were in Portland together, and a woman said, "Are you two brothers?" And he went, "Yeah." And I said, "No, God, no, no." He's never let it go.
Oh, well, you know, character building. You guys have a stronger relationship for that.
Exactly.
And you have your own labels as well?
I do. I got a label. The other one's still, you know, coming about, but there's some things going on. Geographing still exists. I have a bunch of tapes. I've been really lax. I did them before the summer, and I had a really bad summer. So I'm going to have a bunch of tapes coming out really soon. There's like a Space Brothers tape, which is a weird disco freak mutant band who sent me stuff out of the blue, and I did a lathe for them as well. And then Little Jungles.
You did a lathe?
Yeah, there's going to be a 10-copy lathe of their song Come Inside the Spaceship. There's also a Rose Melberg with her mom lathe that will be coming out too.
This
will be our year coming. Yeah. And then so some other tapes, Little Jungles and the Student Teacher one I haven't done a good job on. This other sort of ambient band called Inky Scratches. And then I think a Korean Gut Demos tape, because it's funny for me. I listen to those songs, and they're so slow and, like, 4 minutes long. I'm like, no, that's bad. And then, yeah, some other stuff. The Watermelon 7-inch is still in the pipeline, I think. And, yeah, some other stuff. I'm working on some thing. I'm just student loan records. Think about that and wonder.
Okay, good. Are you squatting on the Tumblr already or anything?
I think we're on that, yeah.
Good. Do you guys have any? You guys have some shows coming up as well?
Someone else want to talk?
Don't you? Yeah.
We do.
Okay,
yeah.
Tom, Saturday at the Toast Collective, we're playing a concert with Collapsing Opposites.
No, that's wrong.
That's
the next one.
Ah, see.
Okay, I'm taking
the
back
microphone
over.
For 2 seconds.
It's the Bad Fate 7-inch release. So we're supposed to play Bad Fate at Fortune Sound Club a long time ago. You screwed up. You blew it, and we didn't get to. And, so Bad Fate for their release, and then Actual Babes, which is, like, the new project for Scott from Nihilist Party, and Apollo Ghost, so I gotta play twice. That's okay. And then we're playing October 8th, the next release for the Collapsing Opposites tape release at Zoo Shop with the Oz and Brave Irene and Collapsing Opposites and us.
Cool.
Yeah. Except I'm missing Jacuzzi Boys and TV Ghost. No one else cares. I do.
Is that, like, a new rap duo or something? Jacuzzi Boys?
Anyways, I'm going
to
leave and go to that show. But let's move on. But yeah, we're trying to play and coming up. I think not the next one, but I think we'll be playing the Junkyard in November, this night that Mel and Adam of the Late Limited Phone Calls, unfortunately, are putting on. So yeah, I hope that we'll be doing that. We're going to go out to Alberta. I'm trying not to get us to play too much, you know, once, maybe twice a month if it's right. But yeah, about once a month. You don't want to overexpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, there's no exposure, Duncan. No one wants to talk. Like, you want to talk. We're here now.
Yeah.
Korean Gut. Overlook. Where's Discorder article, huh? So that I can rip it apart later on the internet.
Oh.
It's called getting meta.
And that Babysitter 7-inch?
Yeah, Babysitter split. Depends. It might be in this student loan records thing, or it might be on Needs More RAM. It sort of depends on what it is. But yeah, it was. I was supposed to put out a Babysitter record, and I lost all my money, so I couldn't. But they're really great. So it's going to be Ali Scowl and Hard to Say, the two recordings we have over, and we're going to be recording again in November some more. But those, and then some re-records of some other stuff from Tape One, which are amazing. The song Holiday and Wave of Nothing, I think, is the other one.
This girl that was walking down the hallway is friends with some people in Babysitter and heard you guys and had to come into the studio to find out who it was.
There you go.
There it was. Exposure.
It's the connection. The Babysitter. Yeah, they're. I mean, we played with them in Victoria the other day. They're getting better and better, and I saw their show here on Wednesday. They're, not to talk about other bands, but they are, as far as I'm concerned, best band in Canada.
Yeah. They have a new drummer, and that was like his third show, and still spot on. Amazing. don't know how they do it.
We're just talking about Babysitter now. You may as well be interviewing Babysitter.
About Korean Gut.
Yeah.
So you're in all these other bands. What was it about Korean Gut? Like, what was it about this style, the kind of surf style that, if that's fair to say?
No, that's totally fair.
What was it about that style that made you want to do this?
I don't know. I guess, like, for me, in starting the band, I'd always been a pop guy, and I never really started, like, written songs like this. I'd never written outside of Shipyards, or I remember Van Lye said, "You write that?" And Chris-erific, but yeah. But I'd never done it, and I came back from Europe last year on tour with Collapsing Opposites, and I ran to Scott Schellenberg, actually, and I always try and give him credit, because really the only reason this band exists is because of that guy, because he said, "What are you up to?" And I said, "I don't know, you know, I guess Shipyard, some other stuff." And he said, "Man..." Scott Schellenberg's favorite word that I won't say on air. Shipyards, man. Like, you're a pop guy. You love pop. You got to make a pop band. Do like a punk band or a pop band. And I was like, yeah, that's yeah. So I had stuff I've been sitting on for a while. I just went home and started writing. And I don't know. I mean, this is a lot of what I listen to these days, especially. But you know, like Takeshi Torochi and all this stuff, like old surf stuff. That guy especially, Takeshi Torochi and the Bunnies, who was like a early Japanese surf guy in the group sounds. Yeah, weird stuff like that. Like Shin Jung Hyun and the Donkeys and things like that. Just like these weird sort of low ambient surfy, but not, you know, like I just don't like, I find that I can't write in the same genre. That's the thing, is like I'm writing bubblegum pop and I'm writing surf stuff. And I just, songs that I think go together because of the band, I think we got a really good lineup in the band, a good dynamic. And I don't know, there's just something that came together. It was sort of milling around in my head and then it came out.
Yeah.
It's the music I want to make, I guess, really.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, guys. Thanks, Scott Schellenberg.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Duncan. thank you for having us and supporting us. It's very nice.
Awesome. Well, no, it's
very flattering.
You guys are amazing. All right. So we're almost out of time. We're just going to go back to the studio to play one last track, and that'll do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for tuning in. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information.
Well, you're sponsored on college radio?
I know.
I'm sorry, I'm talking. That's amazing. This is brought to you by Two Boys and One Moving Company. Two boys in
guys.
One.
Guys. It's just two little boys.
Sorry, I've talked
to brought to you by Boys House. Just three boys living in a house.
Thank you, Duncan. Thank you for having us on the show. That's it. I'm going to talk over you. Go play some music.
All right, Robin, switch it over.